What do you think about this listener DM about when she went into his phone and changed something?
Okay. I love this.
I know. Okay. Tell me. What is it?
I'm like taking notes.
And if you ever have something you want to message us, Coast 93.1 on social media, or you can message me, Blake Hayes, or Kelly Toll. Don't bother messaging Todd. First of all, he barely works here anymore.
he's semi-retired.
He also never checks his messages. So there's that. He will be back next week. So this is the listener DM. It says, hey, guys, I wanted to put this out there and see if you thought this was shady or not. This is from a guy, by the way. You were talking about sharing locations the other day. I think it started with the blown off dating ghosting thing. Yeah, that was where she wanted to.
She like did a find a friend sort of thing.
She wanted him to share his location. And he was like, that's weird. We've been on like two dates.
Yeah.
So it says that prompted me to look at my girlfriend's contact on my phone. And I realized that I was sharing my location with her. The thing is, I don't remember ever doing that.
That's a pro move.
I am not.
she is profesh. Okay.
I am 99% sure she opened my phone at some point and shared my location with her. I cannot see her location, so it's not like we were just drunk one night and decided to do it, and I don't remember us deciding to do that. I don't have anything to hide. And if her being able to see my location is reassuring, that's fine. And I definitely don't want to stop sharing it right now because that would raise a red flag.
Yes.
But is it a little shady? Do you guys share locations? Is it common?
It's super shady. But I know exactly how she did it. He was passed out. She took the phone to his face and was like, boop, got in his phone. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I was ever to do it. Took his fingerprint when he was sleeping, you know, had too many tequila shots, and a bloop, and you get in and you share the location. You delete everything, and then you move on.
Not that you would know.
I would have no idea how to actually do it. That's exactly how you do it. And they have no idea.
Right. So now she can see his location whenever. And that's true because when you turn it off, it does notify the person.
Yes, it does. Now, if I was to do it, when you turn off a location, it does alert the person that the location has now been turned off.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like in this example, she got. Like, he figured it out, so he can now delete it. Without, you know, that shouldn't raise a red flag. She's already raised all the flags. The flags are up.
Right.
You know, she's already raised.
Okay, so how does he approach it without starting an argument?
I mean, she doesn't have a leg to stand on. I mean.
Well, if I were him and I notice, okay, I'm sharing the location, my first concern would be like, why don't you trust me? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what have I done to make you not trust me? Or is it just your insecurity? Has that ever come up?
Yeah.
Well, because he doesn't say that. He doesn't say, you know, maybe she'd been cheated on in the last relationship.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think regardless, he could be doing nothing, but essentially the woman is probably overthinking it and thinking that he might not, you know, be faithful, or where is he when he says he's going to be gone? You know, I think it's a little bit of both is what she did. It's probably a little bit of something that he's doing and maybe more so that she's insecure about it.
Right.
But I think she has to know going into it what you did was wrong and shady, no matter how impressed I am by it. And that, you know, it's going to cause a fight when he finds out. And now he's found out.
Yeah. But he sounds kind of cool about it.
Yeah, I know. So, She wins.
Right. She's tracking him, and he's a good guy.
Yeah, and he's not even mad about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone from a 617 area code, Boston person, texted, I share my location with my besties, but not my husband.
Oh, that's funny.
It's because he has an Android. I would if I could.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay and I share locations, but Jay doesn't want to.
I know.
But he doesn't have a choice.
I know. I learned that because all of a sudden I get a call after leaving the boat. All of a sudden, I get a call leaving the boat from Jay, and I was like, that's weird. Is everything, I hope, like our first thought was, is everything okay?
We need help.
You know, or, oh, then we do the kid count. Did we leave a kid?
Oh.
You know, and we answer the phone, hi, and it's Kelly, and she goes, you have my phone. And I was like, what?
It was probably just like that, too.
Yeah. What do you mean we have, it must be in one of your bags. I'm like, oh, okay, are you sure you didn't check the boat? She goes, no, I'm tracking you. See, you're still on Roosevelt Trail.
You just pulled in to get a coffee.
Yeah.
I'll take a iced latte.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Kelly, we already left. No, you didn't. You're at the window right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. See,
tell Marissa I say hi, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that in that case, it actually worked out well because you knew where your phone was.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think. Oh, no, I'm going to lie. Yeah, I totally had him track. I wanted to track him at first because I didn't trust him. At this point now, I trust him. But I just want to know. It's just easy. Like, when are you going to be home? Oh, you're at, you know, Hannaford. Oh, you're still at work. If I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, he works late at a bar and restaurant. I wake up. Is he home? No, he's at work. All right. You know.
Do you ever get to, I get into this with Tim sometimes. Do you ever get the, what, you know, hey, where are you? What time do you think you'll be home? Do you ever get the, you're just look at my location.
I say that to him.
Okay, I figured. Why are you wasting my time with your messages and your communication?
I'm like, just look at my location. You see exactly where I am.
Right. And then, and Jay's like, no, you stopped sharing last night. I got the notification.
I did that 2 days ago.
Yeah, okay.
I know
you too well. Right. And then it's like, guess what? You're not going to know where I am.
It's like I'm going anywhere else.
Yeah. Now you're not going to know. I'm still spending on my third hour in the bedroom watching The Housewives. You don't know. You
I'm
don't know.
Clubbing it up.
It's 7 p.m. Do you know where your Kelly is?
That did just happen this week.